Now read the instructions and the exercises for task 2. You now have 30 seconds to look at the task.
Hi there, I'm James, and welcome to our show today on work and travel options after school. Today we've got with us a special guest. Would you mind introducing yourself, please?
Hi, yeah, I'm Maya. I'm 22 years old, and I spent a year as an au pair in New Zealand 2 years ago. But now I'm studying at uni. I want to be a lawyer.
And what was life in the new country like?
I struggled at first. It was really hard to grow acquainted with a different culture and environment. But then I enjoyed it a lot. And I also discovered a lot about myself. I think I really grew as a person.
And what was one of the biggest challenges?
Definitely taking care of children when you still kind of feel like a child yourself. In my case, I'm an only child, so I was not prepared for some of the challenges that young children present every day. Like, they're always hungry. You have to feed them all the time.
And what else did you have to do as an au pair?
Well, the main duty of au pairs in New Zealand is to look after the children of their host families and also to help with light housework. So this may include all tasks related to your host family's children, such as tidying up their rooms, preparing their meals, washing, and even ironing their clothes.
So how was that for you on a typical day?
Well, I had 3 girls to look after. I was lucky because my host mother took care of the morning work. So I actually started my work day after lunch. I started with some cleaning up, then I fetched the kids from school. In the afternoon, I'd take the kids on trips or to kung fu practice, or I'd have to oversee their homework. In the evenings, I helped with the dinner preparations and cleaning up, and then I had some free time because the father always took the kids to bed.
New Zealand's pretty far away. What made you decide to go there?
I just wanted an adventure. I wanted to see the world beyond my own experiences.
And what were some of the problems that you had to overcome?
I got homesick. Traveling home for Christmas was difficult and expensive. And also, one of the young kids didn't trust me at first. She was really shy.
Have you got any advice for what future au pairs might do before leaving home?
My first bit of advice would be invest time and effort in research. Choosing a host country and a host family is a big step, and it should be done with care. Make sure you read up on rules and requirements, and definitely video chat with any family you seriously consider.
Thanks, that sounds really useful. But sadly, that's all the time we have today. Thanks a lot for your time, Maya.
You're welcome.
Hi there, I'm James, and welcome to our show today on work and travel options after school. Today we've got with us a special guest. Would you mind introducing yourself, please?
Hi, yeah, I'm Maya. I'm 22 years old, and I spent a year as an au pair in New Zealand 2 years ago. But now I'm studying at uni. I want to be a lawyer.
And what was life in the new country like?
I struggled at first. It was really hard to grow acquainted with a different culture and environment. But then I enjoyed it a lot. And I also discovered a lot about myself. I think I really grew as a person.
And what was one of the biggest challenges?
Definitely taking care of children when you still kind of feel like a child yourself. In my case, I'm an only child, so I was not prepared for some of the challenges that young children present every day. Like, they're always hungry. You have to feed them all the time.
And what else did you have to do as an au pair?
Well, the main duty of au pairs in New Zealand is to look after the children of their host families and also to help with light housework. So this may include all tasks related to your host family's children, such as tidying up their rooms, preparing their meals, washing, and even ironing their clothes.
So how was that for you on a typical day?
Well, I had three girls to look after. I was lucky because my host mother took care of the morning work. So I actually started my work day after lunch. I started with some cleaning up, then I fetched the kids from school. In the afternoon, I'd take the kids on trips or to kung fu practice, or I'd have to oversee their homework. In the evenings, I helped with the dinner preparations and cleaning up, and then I had some free time because the father always took the kids to bed.
New Zealand's pretty far away. What made you decide to go there?
I just wanted an adventure. I wanted to see the world beyond my own experiences.
And what were some of the problems that you had to overcome?
I got homesick. Traveling home for Christmas was difficult and expensive. And also, one of the young kids didn't trust me at first. She was really shy.
Have you got any advice for what future au pairs might do before leaving home?
My first bit of advice would be invest time and effort in research. Choosing a host country and a host family is a big step, and it should be done with care. Make sure you read up on rules and requirements, and definitely video chat with any family you seriously consider.
Thanks, that sounds really useful. But sadly, that's all the time we have today. Thanks a lot for your time, Maya.
You're welcome.
This is the end of the task.